This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're just babble.
Yes, I am. I enjoy it so much. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and obviously being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, get busy. That's an old saying, I know. But really, seriously, you know, you want to be involved in the conversation. Right? That's how you learn. That's how you figure out what's going on. Because you get to find out how the other side works, what the other side thinks, and how uninformed so many people are. I am Joe Messina, your host, as I said. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. God, you know, we're hearing all about the, by the way, our Blad, our mad black man from Baltimore will join us after the break. And, you know, he's on a roll. Well, he's on a roll when I talked to him earlier. So you're going to have to probably record it and then play it back at half speed to have a clue as to what he said. And then we've all heard, you know, what's been going on in the news with this, what was it, the gorilla that was killed? Shot? I don't want to say killed. I mean, of course he was killed, if you would. But the thing I think is hilarious over this, some of the things that people have been saying about this gorilla that was shot, first and foremost, okay, humans are worth more than gorillas. Can we get that out of the way? In other words, thinking that you have to stop and think as to whether you want to shoot the gorilla first or protect the young child is just nuts going somewhere to happen. Right? This was a young kid. So anyhow, and people had questions as to whether the child should have been shot. I mean, whether the gorilla should have been shot or tranquilized. Well, you know, in doing some of my own research today, instead of just spewing from the mouth, these animals can't be tranquilized. The amount of, they have found in the past when they try to do it, it doesn't work. It takes so long to set in. And then when the animal starts to get oozy, feeling bad, it goes on a rant. Like I do sometimes. All right? It does more damage than it does good. Because the animal now gets afraid. It starts doing the damage to people and things around it. Now the title, the things that they put up all over the place is, you know, how strongly do you feel about the hapless gorilla that was executed by the Cincinnati Zoo? Wasn't executed. I do agree with the second part of this, though. How do your children, you know, when I grew up as a kid, and even while my kids were young, I don't remember, maybe I'm a little dull. I don't remember kids falling into the zoos and stuff. I don't remember that happening. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it did. Nobody told me. Maybe it did and I just too dull, wasn't paying attention. Whatever it is. But I'll tell you what, man. I no way, no how. The, let's see. One writer says, let me see, the gorilla was taken from its homeland, put in captivity, and then killed to preserve a white life. Sound familiar? God, people are just amazing. Yeah, it's always just amazing to me. I hear that stuff. Who really thinks like that? I'd love to know who really thinks like, oh, this person put it in writing. So apparently they think like that. Now, Carl Stein says the gorilla was black, unarmed, and 17. God, people. Killing an endangered gorilla at a zoo for a white boy's safety is white privilege. If the boy was black, maybe they would have found a tranquilizer. Yeah, I'm sure that was it. Again, if you do your homework. But I go back to, where were the parents? Anybody have a clue as to where the parents were at all this? You know, you see those pictures on Facebook all the time. And I'd love to write these people and say, what are you thinking? Were they hanging the kid over the rail? Or they're holding the kid up to the rail? Or they pick the kid up and put him, you know, a lot of the zoos that I've been to, they have like a double wall. So you put the kid's butt on that first wall and let him hang his feet over the second wall. And I'm thinking, well, why would you do that? I mean, God forbid, as we've seen happen several times now, what happens if you do let go? Right? Just asking. Don't get crazy with me. So the, again, I love reading this stuff. I love reading the comments on this stuff. Yeah, somebody put up, because there's so many comments on this. Somebody put up, wait a minute. So you guys spent all day talking about white parenting practices and the gorilla boy is black? Oh, boy. Anyhow, again, why? Why do people do this? Right? Why is it that when it, do your homework. I know I'm beating this to death. I'm kind of bored of it myself. But listening to all the conversation around how bad this was, listening to all the conversation, I mean, of all the things going on in the world, right? This is all we have to talk about. Did anybody pick up on the fact that Clinton's aide or Clinton's aide's lawyers kept blocking questions on the IT specialist? In other words, they didn't want anybody answering the questions or answering questions about the IT specialist. Well, why is that? Doesn't she want to be transparent? Didn't she say she wants to make sure that all the information is out there? I thought she did. Am I confused or what? Just asking. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us after the break. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live and listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. And you can be part of it. Give me your email address. If you head up to the website, there's a place where you could actually give me your email address. You know why? So I can send you an email every week and let you know what's going on. We'll be back in a minute. Again, don't go far. Got a lot going on. We'll be right back.
If you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and having, hopefully you're having a good time with us. We'll see. Anyway, always a pleasure. Head up to the website. The website. I want your name. I want your email address. I'm telling you, I don't send junk. We'll have a lot of fun with it, as I do every week. And so many of you enjoy and look forward to this. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins me as he does every week. And I know now you're not in Baltimore today, right?
No, I'm not.
do you want to give out your location, or do you not want me to give out your location? I don't have to. It's okay.
Always a pleasure to come on the show. I'm on vacation in Key West. And got to play me a couple rounds of golf this morning.
Oh, you? Yeah, not me. I haven't played any. I can't play golf anyway because they won't let me play with hockey sticks. They keep telling me no. Can't do that. So you're having a lot of fun down there. You got company down there? You there all alone? You don't have to answer. I'm just asking conversational questions.
Yeah, I got a room full of family. I'll just say that.
Someday, you're right. We'll have to do a whole segment around this. But anyway, so you're down to good. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. And great to live in America, right? We have all these places we can go and enjoy ourselves for now. And that kind of thing, it's always good. Hey, listen, I don't know if you caught the first segment, but I was talking about that gorilla, and there were many people popping up saying, it's all about white privilege. And I'm going, you guys, this is a gorilla and a human little baby. Is everything political?
Oh, God. It's a gorilla and a child. You know, I heard these bleeding heart liberals earlier today crying about, justice for the gorilla. I'm like, you know, I feel like I know what that, you know, wherever they get that stuff from, the smoke, let me know. Let me know where it is.
Yeah, I get the biggest kick out. Justice for the gorilla. Are we serious? Right? I mean, give me a break.
Well, you know, that's nothing but liberals. That. I mean, who would be that stupid and silly? I mean, it's a child. I mean, he was pulling around, and, you know, we all know that he probably thought it was like a toy.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I was trying to explain to someone is, if that had been a real, real violent gorilla, he'd have broke his neck as soon as he had got down there.
Yeah.
I said, they moved quick. Because they knew that eventually, I mean, he's a gorilla. He comes from a habitat. Even if he was raised in this hemisphere, it's still the same thing. He has a, you know, his mind thought is. I mean, he's an animal. I mean, really, go down there and interview him and put it all around him and say, hey, you know, maybe give the kid, we give you a Maserati or something.
Let me ask you a question about the, everybody's talking about the gorilla. And I had the question, being a parent, having taken my kids to the zoo in the past, I'm going to ask the question that some people were afraid to ask, where the heck were the parents in all of this? I mean, how did the kid get down there? How did he get past it? I don't even know where to start with this other than say, I am totally lost on this. I mean, do you know what I'm getting at?
Well, see, that's the key thing. That's just like these kids when they're at the basketball game and they just run on the floor. Where the parents? And I don't know the whole story. So, you know, I don't want to be like Marilyn Mosby and rush the judgment and give somebody $6.3 million or whatever. You know, sorry.
Feel free to give me $6 million. I'm good with that. You know, I mean, you can rush the judgment all you want.
It doesn't matter, but the child was saved. That, yes, it's sad that they had to kill a gorilla, but really? Are we seriously arguing about stuff like this?
Yes, we are. Society needs to be flushed. It is over. You know?
Oh, goodness. And moving to the political front. I post on his web page, and I keep saying the same thing, and I don't know if he sees it or whatever, when any of his representatives, Donald Trump, please stop this. Please stop this stupid talk. Please stop this arguing, bickering. Deal with the issue. That's what the media wants you to do, is to keep talking about this silly stuff. Or whatever. You know, someone told me today, I was sitting with, it was just wonderful. I was sitting with a liberal today, and the liberal told me, they said, look at Donald Trump. Look at this crazy fool. I said, no more crazy than the one that's already acting on the Pennsylvania Avenue. I said, he can't figure out whether he wants to be Muslim or Christian. And he's too busy running around the world apologizing for Hiroshima. Are you serious? I'm at a loss for words. Where did they get this man from?
Yeah, I did. I did. I talked about that last week when he did it, and I said, you know, he made it sound like we lost our moral compass. They killed 3,000 of our people on a Sunday morning. Our military men, and we're not at war with these people, and so they kill a bunch of our men, and we lost our moral compass. You know,
he doesn't know anything about the military or about military strategy or whatever. They delivered a knockout punch, and it's done and over with. And I would have done the same thing. Yes, it killed a lot of people, but, hey, it is war is hell, and war is not pretty.
No, and a lot of military men from the day, which I thought was interesting, too, they were saying the same thing. They were actually happy it happened because they were getting ready for you know, millions of American lives to be lost. Millions. Not a couple hundred thousand, but millions. I mean, that's... Think about that. They, you know, in those days, the guys on the front line died, period. You know what I'm saying? They all sent them in, and they knew they were dying. So,
exactly.
Yeah. And you know, somebody in the chat room said that, hey, in all seriousness, who hasn't turned their back on a child only to see the kid dash away? No, that's a true statement. I'll give him that, you know. But when I'm at a zoo or something like that, when I'm in an area where it's really... could be problematic. Yeah, my eyes are all over you. Believe me.
I mean, because you don't know. I mean, it's a child, and he was a young child. So I'm not. I mean, are we going to sit here and blame the kid? Blame the child? No, I'm not going to do that because he's a child. I mean, he doesn't. You know, he or she doesn't know. I mean, but anything can happen. You know, like I said before, sorry, the gorilla had to do something, but it had to. That's a child. Now, if he had took and broke the child's neck. We'll be sitting here still arguing about this. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
There's more important things in the world to argue about. You know, and you know, always tell people, you know, getting back about him going apologizing for Hiroshima. I'm kind of glad that we do revisit things like that because it's to let people know and always used to tell people.
Okay.
You know, tell a lot of
friends. We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the Trump vets. You know, everything that went crazy today. I'm Joe, the senior host. Listen to The Real Side. Corey Duncan joins me. Don't go far. We got a lot to talk about when he comes back. When we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins me again, as he does every week. This week, from a secret, I don't want to tell anybody where you're really at, because, you know, I don't want them to come down hounding you for autographs and that kind of thing. You know, all 16 of my listeners may converge on the beach there.
Yeah, always a pleasure to come on. Key West Island. Yeah. Come on down and join us. My tea time is 7:20 tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
so.
Good for you. Good for you. What's that our time, like 4:20? Yeah, no. No, if I was on vacation, I wouldn't do any tea time before, well, not until after lunch. You know what I'm saying?
You might want to, because it gets awfully hot down here during the course of the day. Trust me.
I can only imagine. No, see, I can't think. My wife's from Florida, so I can't even imagine.
Good.
Yeah, no, thank you. You know what I'm saying? You got to grow a set of gills to live in that area. So being a Yankee and all, I'd probably drown going down there. So, listen.
I want to
talk about the Trump and the vets and all of that. And, you know, today, actually, I didn't have a problem with him pummeling the press. I know some people did. Even Trump supporters had a problem, and I didn't, because, you know, here's the deal. When you give money, when you give to people, you don't want anybody to really know. You're not doing it for notoriety. And, you know, for him to have to list out who he gave the money to, or being called on the fact that he didn't give any money to anybody, see, I just think that's wrong. What do you say? You're a vet.
My thing of it is that he's gonna have to learn how to deal with them, because they're gonna keep attacking him as much as they can attack him, and we all know this is the setup or whatever. But I just don't understand. I don't understand what they hope to accomplish by attacking him about this. What is it they hope to attack him about?
Well, they're going to attack him on everything. You know that, right? Because they're already perceived that Hillary is going to be the nominee for the Dems. And so they're going to start attacking him. You know, it doesn't matter that he had 300 businesses. The fact that three of them failed are going to be, you know, why he's such a bad businessman, can't fix the economy. They're going to use lines about women things that he said in the past. I mean, all that stuff. You know, this one here, I've mulled over. Somebody sent me this, and he made a comment about how gorgeous his daughter was, and if they weren't related, boy, he'd go after her. And I was thinking there's two ways to take that. You could totally take it out of context, right? I mean, totally out of context. Or you could stop and go, okay, I understand what he's saying. He's trying to say, look at how gorgeous my daughter is. I can't, you know, the level of woman that I would go after. She's, you know, so poised and all that. But they're making a big deal out of it like he's a sicko. He'd sleep with his own daughter. That's not what he was saying. And this is why I think why he and even I get so mad at the press.
See how they come after him about making a comment like that. But Bill Clinton, they won't come after him. You know, this or that or whatever. They have their double standards, and they have their, you know, their double standards that they like to go. I mean, you know, it's okay for this person. You know, I got a lot of colleagues that like it. It's okay for this person. You know, I'm very outspoken on my job. And a lot of times, you know, they can't wait for me to retire or to drop dead somewhere or whatever. You know, because, you know, I speak my mind. And Donald Trump, that's how I understand where he's coming from. He speaks his mind. He doesn't give, you know, a rat's you know what about whether you like it or you don't like it. And that's how, and with that, I can respect a man because I'm just like him. I just say what's on my mind. I try to be as cordial as I can about it or whatever. You know, I don't feel as though that you need to be censored, especially if you're telling the truth about something.
Of course, you should go back and tell them that you came back from vacation, you went to the doctor, said you got a good 40 years left, and tell them that you plan on working at least half of that.
No, they want me to go because it's a lot of, I work with a lot of liberals. And you know, like the one I was talking to today, and they were telling me that Bernie is smarter than Hillary and Donald Trump. And I just looked at the person. I was like, "Are you an actual voter? Really? Bernie Sanders is smarter than Hillary." I said, "Bernie Sanders is a socialist." "Do you know what a socialist is?" Well, that doesn't matter. I said, never mind. That's the end of the conversation.
Yeah, no, you know what's funny is that I love these, not commercials, but I love these interviews that are being done, you know, people on the street and asking more and more people what socialism is. What scares me to no end is that adults, hardworking adults, do not know what socialism is.
No, they don't have a clue. That's the Barack Obama voter. They have no idea they don't even know what a liberal is. They don't have a clue. They don't know what a liberal is, and they don't know, you know, they don't know anything. So I'm like, really? And you got people like this voting.
I know. It scares me to no end. It always scares me when I hear some of these people talk. You know, And you've got to hear this stuff, too. Again, the reason I keep bringing this stuff up with you is because I know you deal a lot inside of and with the black community and actually with the liberal black community. You know, this week here, University of Delaware, the commencement speaker said that America remains an unjust, racist country. Now, think about this. This is the University of Delaware, okay? Speaker Brian Stevenson said that America remains a deeply unjust country that has not resolved issues of slavery, racial oppression, and white supremacy. He says, we are a post-genocidal society on this continent. There were native people, indigenous people, Native Americans, and they were slaughtered by the millions by white settlers. We're just such a nasty people. Why would you even come on my show?
So here's the thing, and you know what that is? That's the first of the Berkeley Democrats or whatever put in these colleges 20 years ago, and now the fruits of them are starting to come to the surface, and that's why you get these crazy people like this that make comments like that. That's just totally, it's ludicrous. It's crazy to make a comment like that, but that's just who they are. And you know, I mean, that they put them in the colleges and in the courts, and that's why we got all these scurry people running the country right now.
But Corey, where are the other? You know, look, you're not the only guy, conservative black man that I know. You know, common sense, sane black guy that I know. Where's the rest of them? Why are the rest of them not speaking out, saying this isn't us? This isn't how we think.
Oh, well, thank you for the... I appreciate that. Appreciate the compliment. No, what it is that a lot of people don't... You know, a lot of African-American males that are conservative don't want to come out because they don't want to be called an Uncle Tom. Well, you know, sometimes you have to come out. You know, I've never been a follower, and I teach my children the same thing. Be a leader, not a follower. And you know, you be your own man, you be your own woman. And if that's what you believe in, don't be scared to say it out loud. Don't be scared to say how you feel or whatever like that. Because when you start being like that, then you're basically the ostrich. Just stick your head in the ground and you know, and that's what we got too much of now. We got a lot of men out here, but they don't have any guts. What happened to, you know, I asked someone today, what happened to this country? Why doesn't anyone have any guts? And why, when your man stands up and has guts and says what's on his mind, he's a troublemaker.
Yeah, they're afraid of being called out. They're afraid of being called racist. They're afraid of anything that might make them feel bad or make them. Make it seem. Look, I've always said this in the show, and I don't want to belittle the words, but the left has already done that. When somebody calls me a racist, I kind of giggle. Now, if 15 years ago, if you'd called me a racist, I would have stepped back and said, oh, my God, what am I doing? What am I saying? Am I paying attention? But they've watered down the word to the point now where it doesn't really mean anything. It's not, you know, it's not one of those things that makes the hair in the back of your neck go up and go, oh, my God, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah, but see, that's how it is. And as a black man in this country, it's like if you have any other view besides Barack Obama's view or whatever, then, you know, I always get liberals that say, oh, don't talk about him around Duncan because we know that he how he feel about it. I said, look, I don't hate the man. I know he's a fake and a fraud, and I don't like his politics. And I mean, you know, I don't know him personally, but my favorite is I'm not afraid to come out and say what's on my mind. So don't try to downplay me or try to make me feel this guilt trip that now they're trying to make every white person feel on earth or whatever.
I don't feel bad. I didn't own any slaves. We're going to go for a break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Come on back. Corey Duncan stays with me through the next segment. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Now, look, I'm not in the room alone, right? We have the lovely producer, Miss Tammy. Waved everybody, Tammy, because they may think you're just like a stuffed animal that I put on there. Seriously. I want them to know you're real, so don't think I'm like really weird. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. So much going on up there, but I don't want to waste any more of his time. I have so much fun with him. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me.
Always a pleasure to come on. Remember, 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS.
That's okay. It's an inside joke. We'll get that later. But, hey, I asked you to take a quick look at a rant. I actually talked about this the other day, and I had somebody say to me, Again, why are you talking for the black folks? I'm not talking about for the black folks. I'm talking about a human being that's being abused by another human being. And listen, the only difference is I used to get that from the Irish kids being an Italian guy. You know, you called Guinea Wop, like a grease ball. I mean, there's a whole bunch of choice names that came up with me. Probably not as hurtful, obviously, as the N-word. But I got to give this guy credit, all right, for putting up with this woman. But this is not us. You deal with a lot of Anglo guys. This is not me. This is not us. I don't consider that treatment normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, my thing is this. My thought process is I've been calling it by my own people enough. So it doesn't matter to me. I don't care about being called that. That actually turns me on if they go and do that. But that's another story for another day. But the video that I watched and you watched is the same thing. No offense intended, we're gonna get off the subject a little bit. Is that the reason why she was arguing like that? She wants to be with a black man. That's why she was calling him that. What he should have did was got out and kissed her. That's what he should have did. Because most white women that I see that do that, they want to. You know, that's how they say they want to be with you.
Okay, so it's like you're telling me. It's like
what.
Yeah, it's like when I was in elementary school, the girls that used to beat on me, they really wanted to go out with me. Is that what you're saying?
There you go.
I missed that class apparently. So
I didn't. I stayed late for it.
But you find out later on in the story, you find out that she's a stripper. Okay. And she even says at one point, she stripped for most of the cops in town. So he's in a lot of trouble because they're all on the way or something. And I'm thinking, really? Seriously? All right.
Well, I mean, so now all hands up, she wanted him to pull out a roll of dollars. That's what
it
was.
Oh, you see? Now it all comes together for you, right? But I mean, that's
just... Now I totally understand. You know, I told you, two hands are always better than one, and great minds think alike.
God, that stuff is just sick. But I want to get back to this University of Delaware guy, commencement speaker. We were talking about that earlier. And this is, you know, here's a black guy who's up there talking to, you know, a group of young people, young impressionable people. They wouldn't bring him in as a commencement speaker unless he had something to say. So, you know, they're listening to this guy, and they're taking what he says as gospel truth. And you know, you go, he said, what did he see? He goes on, Stevenson went on to say, older people of color come up to me sometimes and say, Mr. Stevenson, I get angry when I hear someone on TV talk about how we're dealing with domestic terrorism for the first time in our nation's history after 9/11. They say, we grew up with terrorism. We had to worry about lynchings and violence, and the history is something that we had to deal with. And he goes on to basically say, nobody helped us out. And again, not to take away from what was done to the black community, you know, during the Jim Crow years, but we're past that. We're well past it. I have to believe that we would never allow that to happen again. I wouldn't.
Well. First of all, before we even go down this road, we have to deal with the history of it. The history of it is that black if people did the correct history of it is that black people had slaves too. They also had slaves. And my whole thing of it is, it's a whole situation where, though, that you can't be a hypocrite about it. You can't blame whitey when blackie had slaves, too. You know, it's that's what's crazy.
Oh, it is to me. I was talking to somebody about this today. I was so confused. You know, I'm so confused with, you know, on one hand, we can't call them this, and we can't do this, and we can't talk about this. On the other hand, we should be talking about it. But now it seems like anything and everything we talk about is around white privilege. It's almost to scare these young white people into submission. And I don't even believe the black community is doing it. I think the liberals as a whole are doing it to get them under their thumb like they've done with other communities.
Well, not only that, and they're easy to influence. All they have to do is to get someone trendy to start something, and anything trendy, they just go along with. You know, there's no thought process. It's just that we're going to go along with it. And like I said before, a long time ago, that, you know, when they go down this road as far as talking about, you know, and that you can't. Hey, how about this? Lyndon Johnson told an aide at one time. He said once we sign this declaration, he said we'll have those your ends voting for us for the next 400 years, and he wasn't lying.
No, they knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what.
Exactly.
But you could do that. You could do that with any community. You could, if you make a community, a group of people, a type of people. If you make them totally dependent on you, you win.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to turn away from you. It's what I always say. Look, if you've got your government check in one hand and your ballot in the other, and you know that if you hit the right box on the ballot, you're going to lose a part or all of that government check, you ain't voting for it. Right.
That's what the problem is with the RNC. That's why they wouldn't back Trump, or why they won't, or why a lot of them, including the speaker, won't back him, is because they want to know that they're going to still get that fat check. That's what this is all about. The man's not about the establishment. So what they want to do is that they want, and everyone is like that. They're like, if you bring somebody in that's non-establishment, and he come in and stop you guys from getting the fat paychecks and this and that. You know, once again, and I hate to keep bringing this up, once again, we don't have that, but the president doesn't ride in open convertibles now, so there's no way they can get rid of him. Because the last president that was talking like that, that's what they did with him.
Yeah, I say it all the time, and I mean it. I don't wish ill of the man. He's a father, a husband, and all that other stuff.
Course.
Yeah, but you know, it gets to the point where you just go, you're going out of your mind with this stuff, saying, hey, when are you going to stop? When are your people going to put enough pressure on you to get you to stop? It's just amazing to me. Hey, you were going to tell us about the policeman out of Baltimore that it looks like some of those trials are going to be put off for a while.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them are going to be put off into the fall, like September, October. That's because they don't have a trial, and they're just trying to dig things out. And lo and behold, two of the police officers, guess who they are? They're African-American, and they're suing Marilyn Mosby and the city of Baltimore. I applaud them. Go after her. And you know, all of a sudden, the lights come on, and all of the roaches and rats go hide. Haven't heard anything from the mayor.
No, nothing.
Listen to this. The other day, 103 murders. How about that? And it's not even hot yet.
Are you serious? 103 murders since the beginning of the year in Baltimore?
Hey, let me tell you. They're killing back there. They're killing people left and right. They're shooting each other in broad daylight. It's like the OK Corral, and you don't see nothing from the mayor. You know, where's Marilyn Mosby at? Why isn't she out there pumping her fist or whatever? You know, like I told you before, this shows the lack of leadership in Baltimore City government.
Wow. That is big. And then
103 murders already.
Wow. Just now, listen, I'm looking at you because you gave it to me. I had to jump on it. Baltimore ended last year in 350 murders. We're only we're just coming into the sixth month, and we're on our way to break a record, maybe, you know?
Yeah, just wait until the kids get out of school.
Oh,
wait until they get out of school.
That's
when it's really going to take off.
That is just sad on so many levels.
You know, I had to stay on my knees and pray for the police officers in these cities like that, like Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, or whatever, because I mean it's a lost cause. They can't keep up with it. You know, it's sad.
Why didn't they put out a dragnet for all the white thugs? I mean, because it's obviously white thugs and white police officers that are killing off the black community,
well,
right?
Let me say this. Somebody got mad at me before we left or whatever on a vacation. They got mad because I told them, I said, well, you can't blame Whitey for this. And they got mad. You know, well, actually they got mad, but they had nothing to say because they know that I was right.
Hey, listen, we hit that time again. It always goes by so fast when you're on. Tell people where they get more information about Mr. Duncan.
Here we go, Fred. Corey Fred Duncan on Facebook. And I want to thank all of my Twitter family. 700 people are now following me on Twitter.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's cool.
I'm
Good for
I'm
you.
Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter.
All right, we're on our way. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Don't go far. Next hour, listen, we're going to talk about social science professors that prove stereotypes are true. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.